Blog Talk Radio.
And good day this wonderful, marvelous Monday. This is March 29th, and this is your host, Trina Newby. And I'm talking to you live, of course, from wonderful Atlanta, Georgia. As always, wanting to bring you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, dreams, and ideas a complete success. Well, we're going to continue on today with our hot topic of authenticity. I'm going to tell you a little bit of what's coming up on Women About Biz this week. And, of course, we're always going to wrap it up with our inspiration for the week. So for those of you that are tuning in to the phone call, I want to say right now I hope that you are willing to participate as we wrap up our topic of authenticity today. We're going to be talking about being real with ourselves, to our own self, be true, what's most important to ourselves. And, of course, as women, we all want to be financially successful in life, and that's very, very important. So I definitely hope that you will text your friends and give them the guest call-in number, 347-637-2589. Again, the guest call-in number, 347-637-2589. And again, you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show with your host, me, Trina Newby, your success coach. I want to thank all of those who actually called in and requested a power talk. I think a couple of weeks ago I had announced that if you requested a power talk, we were having some technical difficulty with our form fill-in. So if you did not receive a response back from us at Women About Biz for your power talk, then what you need to do is make sure you go back on the womenaboutbiz.com website and simply click on business coaching in the top red menu bar, and from there you'll see instructions on requesting your free 30-minute power talk. And, of course, for those of you that don't know what a power talk is a delightful, fast-paced, great conversation between you and I about perhaps a challenge or a goal that you are trying to accomplish. And during that short period of time, I want to empower you with the tools to succeed. This is at no cost to you, of course, and we want everyone to be able to take advantage of a power talk, so we limit it to one per person. So, again, if you haven't had your power talk, make sure that you request it simply by going to womenaboutbiz.com, clicking on business coaching in the top red menu bar, and requesting your power talk. And, of course, for those of you that have already had a power talk and you'd love to provide some feedback, make sure that you email me your personal testimony of how you may have enjoyed your power talk at tnewby, that's T as in Trina, newby, N-E-W-B-Y, at womenaboutbiz.com. Well, we also have our book club that's getting ready to get started. And, of course, if you go on womenaboutbiz.com, right on the front page of the website, you will see information about the book for this month, Letting Go of Your Bananas, How to Become More Successful by Getting Rid of Everything Rotten in Your Life. And this particular book, we covered it last year, and we had over, I think we had over 75 people that actually had signed up for the book club to read the book. And I just want to encourage everyone on the call that this little book, it's a small book, it's only probably about 125 pages at length, but it is full of golden nuggets for your life. And all throughout the book, I've read it maybe about five or six times now, and I find myself going back to the book, especially just to look at how to handle certain people and certain things that go on in my life. So I just want to encourage everyone that if you have not signed up yet, please sign up for the Women About Biz Book Club. Let us know that you're going to read the book as well, Letting Go of Your Bananas. Now, we also have our dates for the book club discussion. They are going to be on Thursdays, and want to let you know those Thursday dates will be from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7:30 to 8:30. And the Thursdays that we have identified for the book club is Thursday, April 8th, April 22nd, and April 29th. Again, that's Thursdays, okay, April 8th, 22nd, and 29th for the book club, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I want to encourage, again, all of those who truly believe and understand the power of reading to make sure that you literally get involved with this book club and read this book, okay? And, of course, I will be sharing some things with you from the book. The one thing I want to share with you right now from Letting Go of Your Bananas again is some things that he recommends to you. One of the topics that we'll be discussing in the book is on the topic of fearlessness. And he says what you need to do is to, number one, confront fear and make it your friend. Number two, he encourages you to read self-image building books. And, of course, number three, associate with people who have the qualities you aspire to possess. Number four, understand that a little fear can make life exciting. And, of course, number five, be selective about who or what you allow to influence your feelings. The things that you fear most prevent you from having the things that you want most. So that comes from the book Letting Go of Your Bananas, written by Dr. Daniel T. Drubin. And, of course, it is the book, indeed, that we are going to be covering for the month of April. I also want to announce that we're excited coming up in April that we have some teleclasses that you'll be able to hear about on the show next week. But we've had a lot of people asking for goal setting. And, of course, we did that in January, and we're going to go ahead and repeat it again because we've had so many requests for goal setting. So stay tuned because we will be repeating the teleclass Goal Setting 101. And, of course, you can never learn enough about goal setting and how it impacts your life and how it's a great support tool to help you to accomplish your vision. So that's very, very important. For those of you who have just tuned in, I do see more callers coming in on the show today. You're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show with your host, me, Trina Newby, your success coach. I want to talk a little bit about also making sure that all of you who are currently in business, that you go ahead now and you start preparing and making sure that you file your taxes before the deadline, of course, because what I am hearing from tax specialists is that if you file your taxes as a business owner after April 15th, you put yourself in the position for the possibility of being audited. And, of course, you don't want to do that. So you want to make sure that you file your taxes. And, of course, even if you aren't in business, you definitely want to make sure you make it before that April 15th deadline. A lot is going on. Spring is getting ready to come, and it's time to clean the house. And so today we're going to continue our discussion on the hot topic of authenticity, okay? And I want to just let everyone know that I want you to participate in the call today. I want you to, what I call, raise your virtual hand. And here's how you do that. You literally just press 1 on your phone keypad, okay? And that will unmute your call and allow us to see that you would like to speak. And that way my producer, Andrea, who's in the background, will be able to let me know who's on the line, and we'll be able to discuss whatever it is, whether it's a question or whether it's a comment, okay? So don't forget, press 1 on your phone keypad, okay, when it's time to open up for comments or questions, okay? authenticity. We've been talking about this now. We first mentioned it at the top of this month, and we've been talking about it now for about 2 weeks on the show, and I really wanted this month, especially because it's Women's History Month, I really wanted this month, we wanted to talk about authenticity and how it impacts your life and what does it have to do with us. And so I want to, again, give the definition for authenticity, okay? Authenticity refers to the truthfulness of origin. That means you, yourself. It refers to commitment, sincerity, devotion, and purposeful intention. And it stems from the inside rather than outside influences, okay? So we automatically know that with authenticity, it really does not have anything to do with what's going on the outside, the people in your life. It has something to do with you. Now, although the outside and what's going on in your life can totally influence your inside, authenticity is about to thy own self being true. It's breaking loose, taking off the shackles on your mind and breaking loose and setting yourself free and giving yourself permission to be who you need to be. That's what authenticity is about. And there are so many women out there. There are so many women who are struggling in life. They are having a difficult time of just trying to figure out who they are, what's going on, why can't they achieve success, why is it that they can't seem to make things happen for themselves, or why is it that they can't seem to have purposeful relationships, okay? And a lot of the times it has to do with us, and I brought up this, I think, our last radio show, but I want to talk a little bit about the scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, okay? Because I definitely pay attention as a Christian to the things that Jesus Christ talks about simply because he was an incredible person. And one of the things that I've realized all throughout the Bible is that God expects for us to love ourselves. He really does. He doesn't talk about it a lot. He doesn't say, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. He doesn't talk about it throughout the Bible as he speaks on loving our neighbors. But one thing is for sure that I know is that God expects for us to understand that loving ourselves is a given fact. It is a part of our being. It is a part of our existence. It's a part of who we are supposed to be. It is something that when we are absolutely born into this world, that we inherit the ability to love ourselves unconditionally and the ability to love ourselves in such a way that we don't care what other people think about us because we are assured of who we are, okay, from the one that created us, okay? And it's so important as women for us to understand that. You have full permission from the one who created you to be who you need to be that successful woman, to be that woman who wants to accomplish things in life, to be the woman who knows that she has the ability to love herself so much that she can accomplish and do anything regardless of the obstacles that stand in her way. You have that right. And so as we discuss authenticity, we need to know again that life in and of itself, it can throw us a lot of challenges. It can throw us a lot of curveballs, okay? But we have to understand how to handle those curveballs and how to put those things into their proper perspective. Because if we do not, then we only have ourselves to blame, okay? We only have ourselves to blame when things do not come out the way they are supposed to. You know, I was talking to someone on yesterday, and one of the things that I told her was that, listen, you cannot judge and base your life on what everybody else says. There are going to be people out there who seem to have your best interest in mind. They seem to have your best interest at heart, and at the same time, they really don't mean you as much wellness and goodness as you might think. And, you know, I heard another young lady give a title for it. You know what she calls them? She calls them positive naysayers. Positive naysayers are all of those people out there who actually, you know, they are sounding positive, but they are not necessarily being truthful and sincere in what they are saying. And I want to call her name out, Dawn Wilson, if you're on the call. Thank you for giving that such a great title, Positive Naysayers. And, of course, again, just to recap a little bit of what positive naysayers are, they're the people who say, oh, how's your little business coming? Oh, did you finish writing that little book you were talking about? You see, that word little is a connotation that's negative if used in the wrong context. So what about the people who say, you know, are you sure you want to start that business? Are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure you want to change jobs? Are you sure? Because, you know, this nice little job, even though it's only paying you a little bit above minimum wage, it's sound and secure. You don't want to inspire to be a manager at another job. You don't want to inspire to grow, or you don't want to inspire to be an entrepreneur. You know, businesses fail every day. You don't want to get involved with that. They sound like they're being very concerned, and they sound, and maybe in their hearts, maybe they feel that they're being concerned. But basically what's happening is that they are positive naysayers. They are not really feeding anything or contributing anything positive in your life. Instead, they're contributing positive stuff to being a naysayer. They're contributing positive stuff to a negative side, okay? And that's very important for you to understand today. Today is that if you plan on finding your authentic self, if you plan on being who you need to be, and if you are tired of what everybody else is saying and you need to get in a quiet place and believe in who you are, then at this very moment, you need to make a conscious decision that today is the day. There's no sense in saying, I'm going to wait and get myself together, and then I'm not going to care about what anybody else says. I'm going to follow my dreams. I'm going to write that book next week, start next month, start next year. No. Ladies and gentlemen, today is the day for you to become authentic. Today is the day for you to have truthfulness in your heart, to be sincere and devoted to yourself. Today is the day to be the very best that you can be. Today is the day to do the best for yourself. Not what you want, but do what you need to do to make yourself whole, to make yourself the successful woman that you have always meant to be. Today is the day, okay? Now, I want this to be an open discussion call, and I want individuals to give me your comments. So I'm going to ask you a question. What is it that you want out of life? And I know that that's a big question, but if you could just narrow it down, I want you to tell me right now, press 1 on your phone, what would you like to see happen in your life within this year? And I want you to give me one thing that you'd like to see happen and one thing that you're going to do to ensure that it happens, okay? Press 1 on your keypad at this time, and let me know right now what is one thing that you can do, okay, to support what it is that you want out of life. What do you want? We're waiting for you. We're here on the Successful Woman Radio Show, and we are talking about authenticity, finding your authentic self, being who you need to be, being proud of yourself, being pleased with yourself, loving yourself, okay, which is very, very important. So I'm going to ask all of those who would like to share with me today on the show, what is it that you would like to accomplish, and how do you plan on doing it? So what we're going to do is the person who has the last 4 of their phone number, 9628, we're going to unmute you now. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
And what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Margaret, and I'm calling from Miami.
Okay, Margaret, and thank you for calling on the show. Margaret, what is it that you would like to accomplish, and how are you going to support that?
I would like to accomplish embracing happiness
mm-hmm.
in my life.
Mm-hmm.
All my life, it's been a struggle, and it's been like fighting negative elements. And I'm at a point in my life where I'm just standing. I've been through a lot, and I know, you know, everyone goes through something. You have to go through something.
Exactly.
But I've been through a lot, and this year I'm at a point where I want to leave my job. I'm tired of being underneath someone bossing me and telling me what to do and not appreciating what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in all areas of my life, when you put your best out and people don't realize what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing to make it happen is I just started in Artist International, and my thing is becoming successful in that and obtaining good success
mm-hmm.
in that field so that I can make it happen where I can be there for my son and have time for my family and do the things that I've always wanted to do.
Wonderful. Now, how are you going to make that happen? What do you think you should first do in order to embrace that happiness, Margaret?
I have to find that happiness within myself.
Exactly.
And make sure that I'm whole.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you know that nobody else is responsible for that, right?
Yes, I do.
Only you. Only you are responsible for that. Absolutely. So let me help you to take it one step further, Margaret. Not only do you have to go inside of yourself and find the happiness there, but sometimes that's a skill required to do that, right? So
right.
what you're going to have to do is that in addition to knowing that you have to go inside of yourself, I would mm-hmm. recommend to you that you take 45 minutes to an hour every day to work on your personal development and
okay.
to get just a simple spiral-bound notebook and start journaling, because, Margaret, journaling, it helps you to talk within yourself and to see what's bothering you, what are some of the things that you want to accomplish. And sometimes you can go back and read your entries and it looks like a whole other person. And that will allow you to have objectivity and to see the things that you need to improve on so that you can truly embrace your happiness. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much, Margaret, for being on the show. And we are excited. Please consider joining our book club, Letting Go of Your Bananas. You'll really love that.
Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome. You're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and we've just heard Margaret from Miami, who says that her goal is to embrace happiness. And Margaret, bravo for you. That is exactly what you want to do. You want to embrace happiness, let the shackles off of your mind and your heart, and don't worry about all of those naysayers, whether they be positive naysayers or negative naysayers. You know what you want in life. You go for it, and don't let anybody else tell you that what you are doing is wrong. What you need to do is just keep journaling, keep discovering yourself, know what your vision is, and every day spend that time with yourself to know what you want. Again, for those of you who are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, I'm definitely going to ask you to please participate today. Don't be shy on me today now. I want you to let me know what your goal is this year and how you're going to make it happen for yourself. Press 1 right now on your keypad and come on, participate in the Successful Woman Radio Show. You know, we as women, we are gabbers. We love to talk, and this is your time to talk today as we discuss authenticity. Let's make sure that we share with one another things that are happening in our lives. If you've just let go of something for the best for yourself, or if you've just gotten negativity out of your life, testify. Let us know what you have done and how you are seeing improvements in your life, which is very, very important. Remember, it is so important to be authentic. Last week I gave you some questions, and I'm going to repeat those questions again. Questions to ask yourself when trying to find your authenticity. Number 1, am I clear on who I am and what I want in life at this time? Are you clear? Okay. That's very, very important, getting clear on who you are. Okay. Am I taking the time daily to reflect on my life and areas for improvement? You see, taking the time every day, even if you have to wake up earlier, and I like the mornings or whatever is your energy time of the day, that's when I recommend that you take that personal development time. Give yourself your prime time, even if you have to take your lunch hour if you're working. Give yourself that prime time. But you need to develop yourself to the point where every day you take 45 minutes to an hour just for you. What are you doing during that time? Well, you are identifying things that are happening in your life that you need to nip in the bud that you don't like. You are identifying positive things in life that you want to embrace. And you are improving various skills in your life, whether you need to work on time management, whether you need to work on speaking, or whether you need to work on developing positive relationships. You may be reading a book that is really helping you. For example, Letting Go of Your Bananas, this book that we're covering for the month of April. You might be reading a section of that book and then looking at how you can implement it in your life. But that 45 minutes is very important. Okay, today, here was my affirmation for today of what I said to myself. I said to myself today as I worked on my personal development, I was beautifully made and created. God the Father is the King of all, and I am His princess, and everything that belongs to Him belongs to me. I claim it. I claim it. And I said that over and over again. I am a princess. My father is royalty. And so, therefore, everything that belongs to him belongs to me. And so, therefore, because I was born in royalty, and I truly believe that of myself, I was born in royalty, wealth is mine. Wealth is mine spiritually. Wealth is mine mentally. It's mine physically, okay? And it's mine financially. So I refuse to allow anything to hold me back from accomplishing it. And I also believe that as I receive, I have a responsibility to show my gratitude and help others. We're talking about authenticity. We have quite a few people on the line today. And so I want you right now to please press 1. And I'm asking you to share with us on the call today, what would you like to accomplish this year? And how are you going to make it happen? What would you like to accomplish this year and how you are going to make it happen? You see, it's only when you make it up in your mind that you are going to do what you need to do to be authentic to yourself, that to thine own self be true, you're ready to embrace that term, that you're going to start seeing success in your life. If you are looking for a job right now or you don't have a job and we hear all of this negative news, jobs are hard to find, nobody's hiring, if you buy into that crap, then you're not going to find a job. But if you say, a job is mine, I am claiming a job, then it can be yours. If you want to start a business and you know that this is a good time in a slow economy to start a business because there are several needs out there, if you want to start your business, then empower yourself. Learn how to get that started. Maybe not start as in a grand manner, but start slowly making it happen for yourself. You can do this. You were also wonderfully and creatively made. You are royalty, and you don't need anybody's permission at all to be your authentic self. Please text your friends. If you're in front of your computer, email your friends. Tell them they need to get on this call and hear this information about being authentic, Successful Woman Radio. The phone number is 347-637-2589. 347-637-2589. Grill it in your cell phone. Make sure that you have it because this is very, very important. Become authentic today. Decide to thy own self you will be true today. You know, I want to talk a little bit about some questions that you also should ask yourself, and I call them millionaire questions because we all want to be successful financially. But there are questions that we should be asking ourselves. And so this is something that I have shared in several of my topics that I have spoken about, and it's called millionaire questions. How many of you want to believe that you are millionaires? Not figuratively, but actually millionaires. You see, if you are a working adult in America today, at some point you will be earning over $2 million during your lifetime. Now, how many of you believe that you can make $100,000 in less than 6 months if you believe with action that you could? If you ask yourself the right questions, you see, and you act upon your answers, it can happen. This is why being authentic is so very, very important, because it's only until you're willing to admit to yourself that you want to be successful, that you want to have things both mentally, spiritually, and financially, that you can make it happen. What if I told you that your financial wealth is all about belief, decisions, and choices? Would you believe me? You see, whatever we accept to believe becomes a part of our value system. And although beliefs aren't right or wrong all the time, the choices you make based on the information you receive can have a positive or negative impact on your life. Every decision and choice that we make leads to a consequence, be it positive or negative. So, for example, if we make a decision to overspend on a credit card and we pay an extra $30 or so in over-limit fees, we develop a self-defeating habit. Make that same habit-forming decision 10 times throughout the year, for example, with that credit card, and it turns into $300 in fees. And with added interest of 25% or more, it turns into over $500. Wow. So what happens is that decisions that we make in life, financial decisions that we make, can really cause big issues if we don't know how to make them properly. Each and every day, people are making these same type of negative decisions and expecting positive consequences. You see, many people say to themselves, well, there has to be more to life than this, but they don't understand the reason that they're not having positive results and success out of life is because they are making poor decisions. So what's the answer? How do you become a millionaire? How do you become wealthy? Well, first, you must become wealthy in your mind. You must become authentic within yourself. You must embrace the phrase, "To thine own self be true." Let the shackles off of your mind, and you must do what you must do to make yourself successful. It's all about asking yourself questions and then answering those questions based on their contribution to your financial success, okay? Here are some questions that you can ask yourself that can lead you to wealth. Of course, you all know the first one, what is my life vision? What is my life vision? Number two, what goals have I set to support my vision? Number three, how much money do I need to take care of my goals financially? Number four, this is a big one. Listen at this. What habits do I have right now that are leading me to the poorhouse? Number five, what did I do today to take away from my wealth? Oh, that's a big one. And you know what? I ask myself that question all the time. You're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. We want to hear from you. Please press the number one on your keypad. If you would like to speak, give us a comment or ask a question or share with us, what goals would you like to see accomplished this year, and how do you plan on supporting those goals? What do you plan on doing to make them happen? We have quite a few callers, and I'm hoping that all of those who are out there will be willing to just open up and share. Press 1 on your keypad right now, and let us hear from you. List one goal. Tell us one goal that you'd like to see yourself accomplish, and then tell us how you plan on supporting that goal. Press 1 now on your keypad. Here are a couple of other questions that you need to ask yourself in getting prepared to be financially wealthy. Again, what did I do today to take away from my wealth? Did you do something today? Do you have a mindset today that's in such a way that it's taken away from your wealth? And then, of course, what fears are holding you back from your wealth? What are you fearing? What's bothering you right now? What aren't you doing? What's causing you to hold yourself back from accomplishing the things in life that you want to do? That's very, very important. You see, it's our fears that cause us to have the biggest problem in life. And a little bit later, during our inspirational moment, I'm definitely going to share something with you spoken by Napoleon Hill that was shared from Dale Carnegie, and what Dale Carnegie told him about life itself and the two things that we needed to do. So stay tuned to that. You're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. We definitely want you to participate today. If you have questions or if you would like to make a comment, because this is supposed to be open discussion today, and I want to thank Margaret for sharing with us her goal. Margaret said that she wants to simply embrace happiness, and she's going to do it. I believe that. Won't you press 1 today and share with us what your goal is? Share with us your one goal and how you are going to support yourself. Now, I notice not too many people are doing this today. I notice not too many people are pressing 1 on their keypad to share with us what's happening in their lives, and that bothers me because I want to know where you are. Either you don't have a goal or something's bothering you and preventing you from hitting 1 on that keypad, because we have a lot of callers on the show today. We have a lot of people who have tuned in. What's bothering you? Why aren't you pressing forward and becoming the authentic you that you need to be? Who's holding you back? Who has said something to you when you were little that has stayed with you today as an adult that's stopping you from being your authentic self? You see, nobody has a right to hold you back from being your authentic self. Nobody has a right to make you feel like you can't accomplish the things that you need to accomplish in life. And you need to give yourself permission right now to be who it is and what it is that you need to be in life so that you can accomplish those things. You know, last week I shared one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, which is Hebrews 12:11. And I'm going to read it to you again. It says, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it." Wow. That is absolutely incredible. What is that scripture talking about? It's saying that when we have to get rid of habits that don't mean us any good, it's saying that when we have to get organized and we have to get focused, when we have to get certain naysayers out of our lives, when we have to get negative things out of our lives, when we have to become disciplined, it can be painful at times. It can be painful at times. Later on, however, if you stay the course and you become the authentic person you need to be in life, it is going to produce such a harvest of righteousness and peace in you, and it is going to train you, and you are going to be such a happy and joyful person because of that. You are going to feel wonderful because you have embraced your authentic self. Well, we're going to go ahead at this time, and we're going to move right ahead into our inspirational moment. About the two choices that you have in life. That, based on your choice, you either have joy or pain in your life. I want to share with you something that is so precious to me and so powerful, and I pray that you will go on Women About Biz and that you will take a look at it. At womenaboutbiz.com, if you look on the left-hand column and see WAB channels, you can click on personal development. And when you click in that personal development section, you are going to see the topic. If you scroll all the way down, you're going to see the topic, Conceive, Believe, and Achieve. It is a video, a short video, given by Napoleon Hill, who's no longer with us, but what a wise man he is. And so I want to share with you two things that he talks about on that video that are so absolutely powerful that it literally just, it's one of those aha moments that makes you take a deep breath and say, this is it. You see, Napoleon Hill was commissioned by the great Dale Carnegie to write a book to talk about how it is that people can become successful. How can people become great in their lives? And, you know, he said Dale Carnegie told him something that had changed his life. And after he changed after he heard these two things, he went on to become a great, inspired writer and speaker and a multimillionaire many times over. He said Dale Carnegie said to him, everyone comes with the privilege of being wealthy. They are already born with this. He said, consider when you are born that life comes with two sealed envelopes. Two, just two. And in those sealed envelopes one envelope of riches, and one envelope comes with penalties. The first envelope, riches, are things that you may enjoy in life. Things like sound health, a peace of mind, labors of love, okay, the freedom of fear, positive attitude, and material riches. But you see, in that second envelope are prices one must pay for neglecting their life and not being who they need to be. You see, in that envelope is poor health, fear and worry, indecision and doubt, frustration and discouragement, poverty and want, okay, a flock of evils, including jealousy, envy, greed, anger, material things that don't mean you any good, and superstitions. So you see, we have these two envelopes, riches and penalties. And he says we must make choices in our lives which envelopes we are going to take, which envelopes we are going to embrace. And everyone who's listening under the sound of my voice, I know that you want to take envelope number one, the riches of life, the things that you want to enjoy in life. I know that you want sound health. I know that you want peace of mind. You want to have labors of love of your own free choice. You want to be free from fear. You want to have a positive attitude, and you want material riches, and I know that you want to bless other people. Well, how are you going to do that? For those of you on the call today, it's quite simple. You're going to embrace your authentic self today, and you are going to make a promise to yourself today to let no one, and I mean no one, not even your own self, the woman standing in front of the mirror, not even you, should stop your own self from being your authentic self and being who you were called to be, successful, wonderfully made, perfect in Christ. You can be who you want to be and need to be for yourself. And so I encourage you to be authentic. I encourage you to believe in who you are. I want to end the call today with quickly reading something from Letting Go of Your Bananas. Dr. Daniel Druben says, I believe that each of us is born with the potential to achieve greatness during our lives. Greatness is your destiny if you are prepared to appreciate that short-term greatness or a lifetime of greatness. It is a matter of seeking and believing. You never really know what your personal potential for greatness is until you accept the fact that we all live in a world of limitless opportunities. The fact that you may not be able to see those opportunities from where you are in life right now does not diminish the fact that they are there. You just have to seek and believe. Belief is a powerful, powerful tool, my sisters. Holding the belief that you are preordained for a life without barriers or bananas is the foundation upon which you can alter each day of your life and build for a better future. I want to encourage each and every one of you today to embrace your authentic self. You were created and wonderfully made. You are a princess, and your father, Christ, is the king. And I want you to know that everything that belongs to the Creator belongs to you, and you but hold your hand out. So right now I'm asking you to hold your hand out in the air right now. Do it. And close your hand and grab what belongs to you. Thank you so much for being on the call today. You're listening to Successful Woman Radio. And please share with everybody that you know every Monday at 12 noon. Tune in to Successful Woman Radio. I love you, and I want you to know that there is nothing that you can't do, whatever you think.